Here is a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Dalet. We will begin from Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, six lines before the end of the Amud, where the Gemara here quotes the words of our Mishnah. The Mishnah was on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara here is quoting the words on the 13th line of that Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing the similarities and dissimilarities between the dinim amomenis, monetary matters, and dinim nefashis, capital cases that come before a bezdin. And the Mishnah said, dinim amomenis, hakol melamdim schus v'chayva. In cases of monetary matters, everybody can bring arguments to the bezdin for the benefit or the detriment of the accused. However, the dinim nefashis, in capital cases, hakol melamed schus. Everyone can bring arguments which are for the benefit of the defendant, ve'ein hakol melamdim chayva. But not everybody can bring arguments that are to the detriment of the defendant. The Gemara now in the Havamina learns that when it said in the Mishnah hakol melamdim schus by din and nefashis, that hakol includes even those edim who gave testimony against the defendant. Now if they see an argument to his benefit, they can argue that argument and tell it to the bezdin. Says the Gemara, Hakol v'afilu edim. If the Mishnah says Hakol, does that even include the edim, that the edim who gave testimony against the defendant can now say reasons and svaris for the benefit of the defendant that he should be acquitted? Do you then wish to say that our Mishnah goes according to the minority view of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the majority view of the Rabbanon? What is this all about? Says the Gemara, the Sanya, because we learned in the The Pasuk says in Parshas Masay, when discussing the din of the Yorei Miklat and the Ritzeach B'Shoigeik, the Pasuk says, Ve'ed Echod Lo'yan Eben Nefesh. It would seem that the Pasuk of Pshat in this Pasuk is, an Eid Echod cannot give testimony in capital cases. As the Ramah explains, this cannot be the Pshat in the Pasuk because we have other Pasukim in the Torah. For instance, in Parshas Sashoftim, it says, Lo'yokom Eid Echod Be'ish, Al Pishnayim Eid In Yokom Dova. Therefore, it's impossible that this Pasuk is telling us that we require two edim and one aid is not sufficient. Therefore we say that an aid who gave testimony, an aid who was one of two witnesses, who gave hadas edis against a person to be mechayev hamisa, and now that aid wishes to come and give an argument to the bezdin, to the benefit or to the detriment of that defendant against which he previously gave incriminating testimony, and then the Gebraisa says, Eidechad l'yane b'nefesh, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim say that an aid who once gave testimony cannot now give arguments neither l'schus nor l'chayva. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, oina l'schus v'ina oina l'chayva. He can give arguments to the benefit of the defendant, but not to the detriment of the defendant. We'll soon see the reasons of the Chachamim and the reasons of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. But in any case, we see, according to the Chachamim, it says, bein l'schus bein l'chayva, an aid cannot give arguments to the bezdin for the schus or the chayva of the baldin. So how could a pshat in the Mishnah be, hakoil melamdim schus by din in the fashis, that an aid, the hakoil includes an aid, how can it possibly be? And says the Gemara, Omar Rav Papa said, Rav Papa b'yachod mital minat talmidim v'divrei hakoil. Our Mishnah is not talking about one of the edim who previously gave testimony against the defendant. Our Mishnah is speaking about one of the talmidim, as we are going to see in the Mishnah at the beginning of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, before the Bezdin sat also three rows of talmidim. 23 Talmidim in each row. And these Talmidim used to listen to the deliberations of the Bezdin. And if one of these Talmidim had something to say, he would say it. And if he would argue Lezachus, then he would be brought up to the Bezdin, as we see in the Mishnah Daf Mem and the Gemara Daf Mem Beis. He would be brought up to the Bezdin, he would become part of the Bezdin for that day or for longer. And that is what our Mishnah is talking about. In Dinin Nefashis, Hakol melamdim schus, anyone, even one of the Talmidim who previously was not part of the Bezdin, if he has an argument or a reason to say something for the benefit of the defendant, he is listened to and he can say that argument. V'divrei Hakol, says the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it the Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says that an aide who previously gave incriminating testimony against the defendant is accepted to give arguments l'schus and not l'chayva. The Omar Krobi, because the pasuk says Eidechod lo yane benefesh lamus. That is the pasuk that the Gemara quoted previously, and Eidechod should not say any argument benefesh lamus. And we dash in the word lamus. Lamus hu di'einoin. He cannot give any reasons or arguments to have this person put to death. He can't say anything incriminating against the person. Aval is chutz, but if it's something beneficial, he has a reason that this person should possibly be acquitted, aina he is allowed to give that testimony. And the pasuk would seem to bear out the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, because it says, Eidechad layana benefesh lamus. Says the Gemara of the Rabbanon. And what is the reason of the Rabbanon that even l'schus, this aid cannot give any opinion? Because the minute an aid says something, even if he says l'schus of the Baldin, he is suspect of being subjective about what he is saying. Why? Because we know there is a din kivon shehigat shuvena chayzer magid. Once an aide gave his testimony, cannot retract his testimony. Now, if this aide suddenly starts saying reasons that the defendant should be vindicated, we are afraid that he really lied in his testimony. And he's afraid that the defendant is going to bring another two witnesses to discredit his testimony and be mazim him. And it says, and therefore he wants to try to find reasons that the Bezdin should vindicate this defendant and it shouldn't come lidei hazama. And that's why we don't accept any word from the aide who previously gave incriminating testimony against the defendant. We don't accept anything, neither l'schus nor l'chayva. Says the Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Ches Mehilchas Seidus, if so, what is the pshat in the pasuk Eidechad l'yane benefesh lamus? It says lamus, it would seem that only if the aide has something incriminating to say that he should not be accepted. It says the Rambam, the pshat is Eidechad l'yane benefesh lamus. An aide should not say anything if he previously gave testimony benefesh lamus. If he previously gave incriminating testimony, then he should not say anything bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Ask the Gemara, and here we will learn according to the explanation of the Kesef Mishnah that Rambam. The Rabbanon Hailamus Maidarshibe. Although we just explained the Pshute Shal Mikra, but Hailamus Maidarshibe, why does the Torah have to say the word Lamus? Of course, if the Adam gave testimony Benefesh, it was incriminating testimony. It was Lamus. That's what Nefeshes is about. So why did the Torah have to write this word Lamus? It would have been sufficient if it would have said, Eidechod Loyane Benefesh. Is Hailamush Maidor Shibay, says the Gemara Mukmilei in the Drash, they established this Pasik Be'echad Ben HaTalmidim, that the rest of the Pasik, the Lamus, is talking about one of the Talmidim, that he is allowed to give arguments L'schus Banat L'chayva. Kidasani, as we learned in the Braisa, Oma Echad Ben Ha'edim Yeshli L'Modol of Schus Minayin Shein Shomin Loi. If one of the Edim says, I want to give reasons to acquitted the defendant, minayin she'ein shoymin loy, Talmud loyma, eidechod loyane. In this pasuk it says, eidechod loyane. I don't accept anything that the aide has to say after he gave his testimony. Minayin, from where do I know le'echod min ha'talmidim? She'oma yeshli lamid olof choyva, that I don't listen. Minayin she'ein shoymin loy, Talmud loyma, eidechod loyane benefesh lamos. Here, I don't dash him with the word aid. I just say, Echad layane benefesh lamos. No one person, no Talmud can come and give arguments if he's giving arguments lamos to the detriment of the defendant. And that is the maskan of the Gemara, that according to the Chachamim, the aid is not listened to bein l'schus, bein l'chayva, and the Talmud is listened l'schus and not l'chayva. And our Mishnah that says, din in the first is, ha'koyim melandim schus ve'ein ha'koyim melandim chayva, that is talking bi'echad min ha'talmidim. The Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Din of Nefashis, Hamalamed Choyva Malamed Schus, Aval Hamalamed Schus, in a Choyza or Malamed Choyva. Although we find by Din of Momenis that if someone said Leschus, he could change to Choyva, and if he said Choyva, he could change to Schus. But in Din of Nefashis, only if he said Choyva before, a Dayan who before said reasons why he thinks the defendant should be convicted, he can change his mind and say reasons l'schus. But ha'malamet schus ein chayzer ha'malamet chayva. If before he said reasons why the defendant should be acquitted, he cannot change change his mind and say reasons to condemn the accused. Rashi said this is a svara because we know it says in the Torah, "V'hi tzilu ha'eda," that the Bezna has to do everything to try to acquit the defendant, and therefore, if one dayan said a svara l'schus, he has to try to do everything to bolster his svara l'schus and not to change l'chayva. Amar Rav said Rav, says the Gemara, "Lo yishanu el b'shas masa umat." When did our Mishnah say a dayan who said reasons l'schus cannot change his mind l'chayva? That's only during the deliberations. If at the beginning of the deliberations one dayan, a certain dayan, said a svara l'schus, he can't change his argument and now say reasons l'chayva. He has to keep with the reasoning of schus until the gemar din. Aval b'shas gemar din, but when they take a vote at the end of the day, and this dayan really changed his mind and he feels that the defendant should be found guilty, then although this dayan previously said reasons to acquit, he now can say reasons and he can vote to condemn. Ask the Gemara, Kasha Meisvei, I'll ask you a Kasha from the Mishnah later on in the next perek. It says, L'mochos, the next day. We know the Dayanim, they used to sit L'din on the question of Din and Nefashis. If they see that a vote is going to be a majority to acquit the Baldin, then they vote and the Din is finished. But if they don't have a majority to acquit, and if they were to make a decision today, it would be a decision to condemn, then they wait overnight, and they see if they can find new arguments. So it says, L'machas, it says in the Mishnah, the next day, Mashkim, and they rise, Uboyin, and they come to the Beis Din. Hamezake, the one that was Mezake yesterday, he said, Ani Hamezake, Umezake Ani B'mekoimi, and I continue to argue for the acquittal of the defendant. Hamachayev, the dying who yesterday argued for conviction, Oimer, he continues to say, Ani Hamachayev, I was the Machayev yesterday, Umachayev Ani B'Makayni, and I continue to be Machayev, I continue to argue for conviction. Hamelamit Chayva, Melamit Chus. The one who yesterday argued to convict, he can change his argument and he can be melamed chus today and he can say, I want to acquit. Aval hamelamed chus. But the one who yesterday argued for acquittal, ein yochel lachzav elamed chayva, he cannot change his mind today and argue for conviction. Ask the Gemara, v'holomochis gemar dinhu. The next day they're about to make the gemar din. And still it says that the one who argued yesterday for schus cannot today argue for chayva. That would be proof that even b'shas gemar din, the dayan who said l'schus cannot change his mind to chayva. Says the Gemara v'letameich. And even according to your reasoning, l'mochos masa umatin, Mileka, the next day, although there's a gemar din the next day, I agree that there's a gemar din, but is there not also deliberation on the next day? Don't the dayan continue to deliberate the next day? Of course they do. So ki katani, when does it say hamalamit schus? Einoi yochal larzu lamit chayva, that's only b'shas maso maton. But b'shas gemar din, the one who is malamit schus until now, can change his mind and be malamit chayva and vote for chayva. Says the Gemara Tashma, let us try a different raya also from the same Mishnah Daf Mem. It says in the Mishnah, Donim Elu Keneged Elu, we know that the Beis Din for Nefashos had 23 Dayanim. If there was a stalemate, they could not have a majority to acquit or to convict, then the din is that Moisif all the time Dayanim. And if still there is a deadlock, they're moisif until 71 dayanim. What if you have already 71 dayanim and still there's a deadlock? For instance, 36 dayanim say that the man is guilty, and 35 say that he's innocent, and we know to convict we need at least a majority of two, and we'd only have a majority of one over here to convict. So what do? Donin elu keneged elu. The dayanim deliberate, those that are machayev against those that are mezake, and they deliberate and deliberate until one of those people who voted previously for conviction, he now sees better the reasons of those that voted for acquittal, and he agrees with them. Now instead of 36 mechayvin against 35 mezakin, we have 35 mechayvin against 36 mezakin, and a majority of one, we can acquit. Then Misa says the Gemara, if you're saying that a mechayiv can change a mezakin can change his mind, that is, and he could become a mechayiv listening ami yifra, why does it only say shir echad ben a mechayiv in divrei a mezakin? It should also say ache yira echad min hamezakin divrei hamechayvin. He changes his mind to be mechayiv. Says the Gemara, true, the Tana could have said that. But Tana aschuska mahada. The Tana always tries to use a lishna ma'alya, a pleasant language. It's more pleasant if one that was mechayiv before now sees the divrei hamezakin, and therefore we acquit the defendant. If he tries to give an example, he doesn't try to give an example of someone who saw a schus that now sees chayva, and therefore we have to condemn the accused. But certainly the din would be the same, that if one of the mezakeh now sees the reasons of the mechayvin, he could also change his mind. Says the Gemara Tashma, let's try to bring a different raya. The Yom Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina, Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina, the Tana said, according to Rashash, this Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina is a Tana. Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina, the Tana said, Echad min ha-talmidim shezika umeis. If one of the Talmidim that was sitting in front of the Bezdin, if he was Mezake, if he said arguments for the benefit of the accused, and therefore they brought him up to the Bezdin, he became a member of the Bezdin. Umeis, and before they took a vote, this Talmid was Nifter. We look as if this Talmud would still be living, standing in his place. And when we take a vote, we count his vote as a vote for acquittal. I ask the Gemara, why do we do that? If you say that someone, a Dayan who has said an argument to be Mezakeh, can change his mind at the end when it comes to a vote. Like Rav says, the Bashaf Kamadin, he could change his mind and he could be Mechayev. Name, let us say, Ilu Evakayim Hodabay. Perhaps if this Dayan would have been living, if this Talmud would have been living, he would have changed his mind and now would he be Mechayev. So how could we count his opinion as an opinion Leschus? Maybe if he would be here, he would have changed his mind. And says the Gemara, Hashtami Alei Hodabay. Now he did not change his mind. In other words, although he would have had a right to change his mind, but we assume that if he voted l'schus, he would have kept that opinion, and therefore we take his opinion as it was at the moment of his death l'schus, and it was a vote l'schus. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina does not disagree with Rav, but they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, l'divei Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina moitzei mechal Rabbeinu, the words of Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina that we just learned, that echad min ha-talmidim shazika umeis, roinai sekiilu chai va'ovid bim koinai, that is moitzei mechal Rabbeinu, that excludes from the view of our teacher of Rav, that excludes from the view of Rav that he said that one of the Talmidim or anybody who is Mezakeh could change his mind b'shas the Gemar Din. So we see that Rabbi Yosef Chanina does contradict Rav. Answers the Gemara, Ein moitze itmar. We didn't. The words that were said in the name of Rabbi Yosi from Eretz Yisrael was not that Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina was moitze mechal Rabbeinu, but was ein moitze mechal Rabbeinu. That it does not exclude the words of Rav. That Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina's words can coincide with the words of Rav, even though we say echel min al talmidim shaziko meis roinoisa kilo chay va'omid bim koymai. Still, we can say that someone who is mezake can change his mind b'shavs k'madin. There's no contradiction between Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina and Rav for the reason that we just explained. Continues the Gemara Toshma, we are still trying to bring a proof or a contradiction to the din of Rav that said that a dayan that was a mezakeh can change his mind b'shavs k'madin. Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Shnei Seifred Hadayonim Oimdim Lefneim. There were two scribes, two Sofrim of the Dayonim that stood before the Bezdin of Esrim B'Shloisha. Echad Min Hayamin, one to the right of the Bezdin, Ve'echad Min Asmer. V'Koisvin, and these Dayonim would write, Divrei HaMezakin V'Divrei HaMechayvin. They would write the words of the Dayanim who were Mezakeh, the reasons that they were Mezakeh, and the reasons they were Mechayim. Ask the Gemara. We understand very well why it was necessary to write the words of the Dayanim that were Mechayim. Why? Lemocha, it could be that this din of din and nefashis is going to go until the next day, if it's going to be a stalemate, or if they're going to be more Mechayim than Mezakeh, we're going to have to finish the din Torah tomorrow, as we saw before. And Dilma, maybe maybe those Dayanim who voted the day before for condemnation, a guilty verdict, maybe tomorrow they'll still see for a guilty verdict, but for a different reason. They'll have a different reason to be Mechayev. And then we are going to have to wait another night before we paskin the din, because any time that we want to paskin a din of din and nefashis, to the detriment of the accused, we have to think over the reasons very well in a night. And therefore, if the dayan is going to give new reasons, l'chayva, different than he said the day before, we're going to have to wait another night. And that's why it's important for the dayanim to write the first day the reasons of chayva that the dayanim said, so that if new reasons of chayva are given, we're going to wait, we're going to compare them with the reasons of the first day and see that they're different reasons, and therefore we're going to paskin that another night is necessary. But the words of those dayanim that were mezakeh, that voted for acquittal, that gave reasons for acquittal, my time, why is it necessary to write their reasons? Love, do you not think? Do you not think that the reason is because these dayanim that said reasons are schus, they can never change their psak anymore, and they must vote for schus until the very end, and therefore we have to know the reason that they said l'schus, because I am afraid that maybe the dayan that said l'schus wants to change his mind and wants to say l'chayva, but the din is that he's not allowed to say l'chayva, and therefore he's going to claim that the reason that he gave l'schus was completely wrong. And as we saw in the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, if a dayan makes a mistake, b'dava shat stukin moedim boy, if he makes a mistake about something that's mafurish in the Torah, we can undo the din that was done, and therefore it's necessary to write the reasons l'schus. Because since the dayan will not be able to change his psak din l'chayva, the only way out for him is going to be to argue that the first argument that he said l'schus, he was torbet v'mishnah. And that's why it's necessary for us to write the din, the reason of the dayan who said l'schus. But if a dayan can change on his own, he can change from schus to chayva, why is it necessary to write the reason that he was mezakeh the first day? That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, that's not the reason that we write it. It's so that we should be sure that two dayanim who said l'schus did not say the exact same logic, the same reason to acquit the defendant. Both of them said the same reason, but from two separate psukim. Because if two dayanim say the reason, the same reason, but each one learns it from a different pasuk, that is only viewed as one day, or we don't count that as two separate days. Because one of them must be wrong, because two, the same svara cannot be learned from two separate psukim. We can only learn a svara from one pasuk. The Torah never teaches us the same thing in two psukim. So if two dayanim are telling us the same reasoning, and each one is adducing a different pasuk, one must be wrong. Where do we know about that? Like Rabasi asked of Rabbi Yochanan, what if two dayanim said the same explanation, but they each one said it from a different pasuk? Mahu, what is the din? Do I view it as one view or two views? It is only seen as one vote, as one view. Why? Because two views that are identical could not be learned from two different psukim. They must be learned from the same pasuk. And one of the dayanim who is learning it from one other from the other pasuk, he must be wrong. Menohana mida, from where do I know this? Amar Abaya di Amar Kro, because Abaya said the pasuk says in Tehillim, Achaz diber lekim, Akodesh Baruch Hu spoke one word, Shtayim zutamak shamati, and I have heard two chidushim from this one pasuk. Ki oizle lekim, as the Mashal explains, that's the strength of Akodesh Baruch Hu, that mikro echad yoitzel kama ta'amim. There's one pasuk, and I could learn many explanations from this one pasuk. But the ein tam echad yoitzim mikamim egroitz. One explanation is not learned from many psukim. The Torah does not spend two psukim to teach me one din. The Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, they said a brisa with the same thought from a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Haloi koi dvorai ko'eshna um Hashem, uchefatesh yefoitzes sela, just like a hammer shatters stone. Ma patish zeh, just like the hammer, mischalik lekamenet faces, when it bangs against a stone, it shatters the stone, lekamenet faces, to many small pieces. And according to this chat, says the Taisus in the name of the Rajban, it should really say, ma patish zeh, mechalik lekamenet faces, it breaks the stone, lekamenet faces, to many small, fine pieces. As mikra echad yoitze lekamata on it. So also one pasuk is explained in many, many, with many different explanations. Where do we find that we have one explanation, one din, and it's learned from two psukim? And then we would only consider it as one din, the two dayanim that are saying it, we would only consider it as one voice. Omer Rav Zvit said, Rav Zvit kedis nal, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Zvachim. We learned there in the Mishnah. Mizbeach mikadesh esaroyloi. The Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit to the Mizbeach. In other words, there are some things that were fit to come on the Mizbeach because they had a Kedushas HaGuf. For instance, if we had a behemoth that we were Makdish, and the behemoth was Roy the Mizbeach, but something occurred subsequently to make it unfit to the Mizbeach. For instance, Bishas Shchita, there was a Machshava that was not proper, or there was a Machshava of Pigel, or the Dam after the Shchita, the Dam was Nishbach. All these things render the carbon unfit, and we can't be Makriv the carbon. But over here, it was originally Roy to the Mizbeach. It had a Kedushas HaGuf. Whereas sometimes there's something that never got a Kedushas HaGuf. For instance, if the Kohen made a Kremetz on the Mincha, he took a fistful of the flour for the Mincha, and he never put it in the Klishores, in the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, that had a Kedushas Klishores, and therefore the flour never got a Kedushas HaGuf, then it's not Roy, it was never Roy to the Mizbeach. And therefore the Mishnah says Mizbeach, that which was once Roy to the Mizbeach, although the din is by such a thing which was Roy and became unfit, like Pigel or Dam Shenishbach, such a carbon we're not allowed to be Makiv on the Mizbeach. But if inadvertently someone was Makiv on the Mizbeach, then HaMizbeach Mekadosh HaRoyloi, and we keep it on the Mizbeach, we don't remove it from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua explains, Kol HaRoy LeIshim, anything that was once fit to the fire is to put on the fire of the Mizbeach, and had a Kedushas HaGuf. Im Ola, if it was brought up to the Mizbeach Shaloi Kedin, although now it's not Roy, it's Pigel, or now it's Nishbach Adam, it should not have been brought on the Mizbeach, but still if it was brought on the Mizbeach Layeret, how do I know? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, He Tzav Esam Esbon of Leimor Zeis Teras Ha'oilo, He Ha'oilo Al Moikto Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla, Ha'oilo Al Moikto. What do we need this word Al Moikto for? We understand Ha'oilo Al Mizbeach, Ha'oilo Al Moikto, that it's on the fire. Ma'oilo Shehiru Uya Le'ishim, just as an oilo which it's fit for the fires, it's roy to go on the Mizbeach. Im also like Teret, if it went up to the Mizbeach, it's not removed. Why should it be removed? That's where it belongs. Of course, Shehuroy Le'ishim, anything that is fit, that was once fit for the Ishim, and have a Kedushas HaGuf, and although now it became unfit because some psul happened b'kodesh, im ala layered, but if it was brought up to the Mizbeach, it should not be removed from the Mizbeach. Rabban Gamliel says, Kol haroy lemizbeach, anything that is fit to the Mizbeach, im ala layered. The same din, shenema, because it says, hi ha'oilo al moikto al hamizbeach. Rabbi Gamliel dashens not the word al-moikta, but he dashens the word al-mizbech. Ma oila shehi ru'ir legabe mizbech. Just as the oila, which is fit to come on the mizbech, imol salay teled, if it went on the mizbech, it should not be removed. Of kol shehu ro'ir le-mizbech, anything that is fit on the to come on the mizbech, it had a kedushas aguf, even though something happened that it became unfit. But imol, if it was brought up to the mizbech, lo yered, it should not go down. It should be kept on the mizbeach. Utravayu maikomabu. Both Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Gamaliel. What do they say that this pasuk is mab? This pasuk comes to teach us psulin, something that became unfit to be makiv on the mizbeach. If it was b'diavad brought up to the mizbeach, it should not be brought down. Ma maisi lo mi moikta. Rabbi Yeshua learns it from the redundant word moikta. Uma maisi lo mi mizbeach. And Rabbi Gamliel learns a word from the word mizbeach. But they learn the identical din, it would seem, from different psukim. So this is what we're saying, that there's one time from two psukim. Says the Gemara, no, that isn't so. That is not considered one time from two psukim. There are also miflik pligi. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel have a machlokes. Dikatani sefer. We learned in the Masechta Zvachim in the sefer. Ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel and divrei Rabbi Yeshua. There is no difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Ela, but hadam v'hanasachim. Those things that are not brought on the ishim of the mizbeach on the moikta, but they're brought on the mizbeach itself, like ela hadam. The dam is dashed on the mizbeach, but it's not put on the fires. V'hanasachim and the yayin, for instance, which is not brought on the yesh, but it's brought on the mizbeach, not on the fire. Shemigam liel, loyimer emigam liel, says lo yodu, lo yerdu, because he learns it from the pasuk ha'oila al hamizbeach. And anything that comes in the mizbeach is al yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua al yerdu, because he learns from moikta. The pasuk only tells us in olu la yerdu those things that come in the fire, like the emurim of the carbon, but not the daman and the sachim. So there is a difference between the limud of emigam liel and the limud of Rabbi Yeshua. So this is not a good illustration of what you said, told us before, of two identical dinim that are learnt from two separate psukim, because these dinim are not identical. Elo amar Rav Papa kidesanya, said Rav Papa, an illustration of this would be kidesanya, as we learnt in the Brais, Rabbi Yosi Haglili yomer Rabbi Yosi Haglili said, mitrich shenemar kol hanegea b'mizbeach yikdosh. It says in the Torah, kol hanegea b'mizbeach yikdosh. Anything that comes in contact with the mizbeach should be kodesh, even if something is possible to be brought in the mizbeach. But if it was brought up on the mizbeach, yikdosh. Shemea ani bein roi bein she'en roi. I could have thought that both if something was once roi on the mizbeach, in other words, it had a kedushas aguf, and then it became unfit for the mizbeach, as we explained before, there was a machshava of pigel, or the dam was nishpach. Ubein einaroi, even something that was never fit for the mizbeach, like for instance, sor and vash, it says, v'chol sor, v'chol dos vash, le'saktiru imenu ishar Hashem, or if a person brought an ayol or a tzvi on the mizbeach, which is certainly never fit to be a korban, it cannot have a kedushas aguf, or if a person brought chulan on the mizbeach that didn't have a kedushas aguf, I would think that is also kaddish. Talmud Lema, the very next pasuk at Shishi in Parshas Tetzaveh says, וזה אשר טס על המזבח כבוסים בני שונה שניים ליום תומת. So כל הנגע במזבח יקדש is only if it's like כבוסים. מה כבוסים ראויים? Just as כבוסים are ראויים to be a korban, they can have a kedushas haguf. And in fact, when we say imol lo yordu, they do have a kedushas haguf. Af kol roi, when do I say kol hanegea b'mizbeach yikdash imol lo yered? Only something that was once fit for the mizbeach, it had a kedushas haguf. That is the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama learns it from the word kevosim. Rabbi Akiva Oymer, Rabbi Akiva says oila. It says in this inyan, Rashi says be'ahu kro, but the Chamur Lachaya says Rashi doesn't mean in that pasuk. In the inyan, a few psukim later on, it says oila stomid l'dayosechem. So we have the word oila. Ma oila ru'uya, just as a korban oila is ru'uya, af kol ro'oy. Everything that was once fit to come onto the mizbeach, and that is a din, even now if it became possible. Utravayu maikamemati. These two mandi yomrit, mabyusi haglivi and rabakiva. What do they exclude from the dinim olola yered? Psuli. They mamayit those things. Maikamemati. Psuli. Those things that were always unfit to come in the mizbeach. Mar Maisile Mikvasim, Rabbi Kiva learns it from the pasuk of Kvasim, that it has to be Doim al Kvasim that it was fit. Umar Maisile Miyola, Rabbi Yisya Aglivi learns it from the pasuk Oila that it has to be fit like the Oila. So we see that we have two Mandirimim here who learn what seems to be an identical din, and each one adduces a different pasuk. Says the Gemara, no, vi ha'omer Rav Adaba Ahave. Oilas ha'oif psuli kabinayu. What if there is an oila of an oif that became possible? There they will have an afkamina between Rabbi Yisi Haglili and Rabbi Kiva. Mandi maisi le mikvasim. Rabbi Yisi Haglili, who says that for im olala yoyer it has to be doimed to kvasim. So it has to be a behema. Kvasim ein aval oilas ha'oif loy. By oilas ha'oif, by an oif, I don't have the chidish of im olala yoyer. I only have it by behemoth. Umandi maisi le mioila. However, Rabbi Kiva, who learns it from the pasuk of Oila, Oila includes Oifus as well as Behemoth. Is there four fetal Oilas from the Haif? Nami. So I do not have here an illustration where two man the Omum learn an identical din, and each one learns it from a different pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Ela Omar Ravashi. Therefore, Ravashi wanted to give a different illustration of this principle that we said, Ein Tam Echad Yotze Mikama Mikrois. That if two reasons or two explanations that are identical are given, and each one brings a different pasuk, one of them is unacceptable. Ela Omar Ravashi Kidasanya. We learned the Braisa. The Gemara here quotes a pasuk in Parshas Achremos. That pasuk speaks about shechut echot. The pasuk says, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor echesav ayez v'machne, oy asher yishchat mi chutz v'machne, v'al pesach oy moed loy hevioy lahakriv korban l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem." And here is where the Gemara's quotation brings, "Dom yechoshev leish ahu." Dom shafach, and the pasuk ends, v'nichras ha'nefe ha'ish ha'hu mikera v'amai. If someone does shechut echutz, he takes a korban that had a kedusha, and he slaughtered it, he shechted it chutz la'azora, not where it was supposed to be geshachten, he is chayev koras. So we dash dan yechashev leishahu dam shafach. What is the superfluous word dam shafach? The rabbi says, although the pasuk mafurish speaks only about shechita, but the dam shafach includes even zerika, that a person is chayef kores if he zerik, if he dashes the dam of a korban chutz la'azara, not in the azara, he's chayef kores. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that is the view of Rabbi Shmuel that we learn it from the pasuk dam shafach. Rabbi Kiva says no, we learn it from the best different pasuk. From where do we know that if a person is zerik dam of kochim in chutz la'azara, in the machna or mechutz la'machna, that is chayef kares? It's from the pasuk oizavach. That's a different pasuk that speaks about ha'aloh b'chutz. If a person is maktir on the mizbeach b'chutz a korban, and there it says va'aleim toime ishish me beis Yisrael u'menager asher yogo. That's the oizovach that the Gemara brings. Vel pesach oil moed lo yevienu lasois oisay l'Hashem v'nichris ayishahu meyamav. Is that pasuk mafurish speaks about halo b'chutz? But since it says ashayale oila oizavach, the rabbi says hazori comes to add that even if a person is not only male but he is zayrik b'chutz, he's also chayv. Utravayu maikam marbe. What are these two man diyamim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? What are they marbe? Zerika. Ma maisilo midam yechoshev. The first man diyamim, Rabbi Shmuel, learns zerika from the pasuk of Dan Yechoshev. Uma maisilo. And the second man diyamim, Rabbi Akiva, learns it me oizevach. So we see that we have two man diyamim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. They learn the identical din from two separate pesukim. This would be an application of the inyan ein tam echad yotze mikama mikrois, that we cannot accept this as two separate deis in a bezdin, because it's the identical din, and for the identical din there can only be one pasuk. Says the Gemara, no, it's not two identical dinim. V'yomer Rabbi Avohu said shochat V'zorak ike benayu. Then after mina between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, if a person went b'shoigeg and he shechted and he dashed the dam of a korban b'chutz, there will have a machloikis between Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Akiva, how many chatoyis will be chayiv. L'divir Rabbi Yishmoel and chayiv al'achas. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, he only be chayiv one korban chatos, because the Issa Shechita and the Issa Zrika is all learned from the same pasuk, Dom Yechoshev La'ishahu Dom Shofach. And since it's all learned from the same pasuk, and he did it behel amachas, in one state of forgetfulness, he did both the Shechita and both the Zrika. Since the Shechita and the Zrika are learned from the same pasuk, the same admonition, therefore he's only chayiv one korban chatos. But l'divir Rabbi Akiva chayiv shtayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Shechita is learned from the pasuk Ishi Shmi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchet Shor Chesef, and the Zrika is learned from the pasuk Oizavach L'Rabbis Hazorik, which is a separate pasuk, is therefore he would be Chayiv Shtayim if he did it. Even in one state of forgetfulness, he'll be Chayiv Shtayim two Chatois, because it's two separate Sukkim. Says the Gemara, no, Ha'itmer Allah, we learned on that Machlaikis. Omer Abaye said Abaye, af ledivrei Rabbi Akiva, even according to the review of Rabbi Akiva, nami, ein chayev alachas. If he'll do shchita and zrika together, he'll only be chayev on chatos. The Omer Kor, because the pasuk says, shom tale oilasecho v'shom tase. The psukim that we mentioned before, Dom Yechoshev or Oizavach, those psukim only tell us that if a person did a shchita or a haloa b'chutz, he's chayev koras. But we know, ein oinish ne'elem kein mazirut. For every oinish, there has to be an hazor. Where is there a pasuk that tells us a hazor for shchutei chutz? So actually, a mafurish pasuk there isn't. We have only one pasuk for haloa b'chutz, and that's a pasuk as Rashi explains in Parshas Re'ei. Over there it says, hishoma locha pentale oilosecho b'chol mokayim asher tira. That pasuk is a hazor, is a warning not to do haloa b'chutz. From where do I know that there is a hazor for shchita and zrika b'chutz? That's from the pasuk the Gemara quotes here. Shom tala oilasecha v'shom tase. In one pasuk, the Torah mingled ha'aloh, tala oilasecha v'shom tase with all the other asiyas of shchit and zrika. Alvinu achmona l'kula asiyas. Over here, the Torah brought all the asiyas together. Shchita and zrika and ha'aloh. To tell us if they're all, according to Rashi, if they're all done, behel amachas, there will only be one chiyuv chatas. That's why the pasuk brought all the azharas together here, to tell us if that all done behel amachas, there is only one korban chatas. We continue. The Gemara here quotes the lashon of our mishnah. It said in our mishnah, dina mominis donin b'yoyim v'goymer b'layla. Dina mominis, we must begin to open the deliberations of the Din Torah by Din Mominis by Yom in the daytime, but if the Dayanim wish, with Goyimim, they can complete. According to some, they can give the Psak Din Balayla at night. However, Din in the Foshes, it said in the Mishnah, Donim b'yoyim v'goyimim b'yoyim, the even the Gemar Din must be by day, and the Gemar Din may not be at night. Says the Gemara, Simen Mishpat Ma'anamat, Menor Hanemile, from where do we know this din, that din Momenis is Goyman Balaylo, Omer Reb Chiya Bar Papa, said Reb Chiya Bar Papa, the Yomar Kor, because the Pasuk says, V'shoftu Esa'om B'choleis, it says in Parshas Yisrael, V'shoftu Esa'om B'choleis, the Dayonim could judge the people at all times, even in the night time. Yehochi asked the Gemara, Tchilas Din Nami, if it says, V'shoftu Esa'om B'choleis, that should include even the Tchilas Din, answers the Gemara, Kedarova like Rava said, the Rava Rami, because Rava asked us here. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'shaftu Esa'om B'choleis, so it would seem that even the night is fit to Paskin in the Torah and Mominus. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, V'hoya B'yoyim Hanchino Esbala, so it seems the Dina Mominus of Nachla must be B'yoyim and have to be done B'yoyim. Ha'ketzat, how do I reconcile this seeming contradiction? Answers the Gemara, Yoyim L'tchilas Din. The pasuk that tells us that's the tchilas din. The deliberation of the Torah has to be the opening, and the deliberation has to be by yoyim. Laila ligmar din. The laila is for the gmar din because that's the pasuk of v'shaftu asa'am b'choleis, and v'shaftu seems to be speaking about the ikadin, which is the gmar din. The Ika Mishpat is the Gemara Din, as Rashi says, to avert Taisa's Kasha. And therefore we know that the Gemara Din can be even Balayla. Says the Gemara, Mafnis, and our Mishnah that says that in Momenis the Gemara Din may be by night the Loik Reb Meir. That seems to be opposed to the view of Reb Meir. Reb Meir seems to say that even the Gemara Din must be by Yom, even by Momenis. This sign is because we learned the Braisa, Hoye Reb Meir, Oime Reb Meir used to say, Mat Hamad Leima, what does it say in the Pasuk by Egla Arufo? This is a Pasuk at the end of Pasha Shaftim, Venikshu Hakoin and Bene Levi, Ki Bom Bocho Hashem Alekecho, the Why does the Torah have to give us this introduction of who the Kohenim are? Why does the Torah have to bring Rivim, quarrels between the Momenis that the Kohenim are passing together with the Negoim, that they see the Nega that someone might have? The Torah wants to tell us to compare din of Momenis to a nega when a kohen sees a nega to see if the person is tummy or not. Ma nigoyim bayoyim, just as nigoyim must be by day, they must see, be seen by day, and there's no tchilas or gemar, everything has to be seen by day. Dechsiv uviyoyim heirois boy, so it says mafurish in the Torah, uviyoyim heirois boy, the nega must be seen by day. Af rivim bayoyim, also a dintoyer in Momenis, even the Gemara din of that dintoyer has to be by Yoyim. Uma negoyim shaloi besum, and just like a nega must see by a kain, must be seen by a kain who is not a suma even in one eye. If he does not have the sight in one eye, he is puzzled to see a nega. Dichsiv l'chol marei enei hakoyen, from this pasuk b'darshan, l'chol marei enei hakoyen, he must see with two eyes. Af rivin shaloi besumin, also a riv, dintayr and dina momenis, has to be judged by dayonim who see with both eyes. And the Hekesh also goes the other way. I compare Negoim to Rivim. Ma Rivim Shaloi Bekoivim, just as in Dinim Momenis, the Dayanim who judge Dinim Momenis may not be related to the litigants, as we had earlier in our Masechta the Gemara learned it from Sukkim. Af Negoim Shaloi Bekoivim, the Kohen who sees a Nega of Yisrael may not be related to that person. Says the Gemara, Ima Rivim Beshloisha, if so, just like a Dintayr needs three Dayanim, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, Av Negoim Beshloisha, so the Negoim should also be seen by three Kainim, not by one. Vidinhu, we can make a Kawachayma, Mamoina Beshloisha, if to judge a person's possessions, we need three dayanim. Gufa lekoshkin, certainly when we're judging whether a person, his guf is tummy or not, certainly you should need three kaihanim. Tamad leiman, this is exeris hakosif to exclude from the hekeshir. It says in the pasuk, v'huva el aran hakoyin, oy el echad mi bonav hakoyanim. So it says that one is enough. Ha'olamadata sha'afilu koyin echad royes anagoyim. So Reb Meir seems to say that the Gemara din of Momenis must also be by Yoim, and therefore our Mishnah is not in accordance with the view of Reb Meir. The Gemara continues, Hahu san yedehev b'shevavuse de Reb Yochanan. There was a certain blind person who was in the neighborhood of Reb Yochanan. Dehevdoyin dina. He was paskening, he sat in a bezdin, and he was paskening din tairis, and Reb Yochanan didn't protest. It seems, since Reb Yochanan was silent, he held that a dayan who is a suma is kosher ledin. As the Gemara, hechi yored hochi, how is Reb Yochanan silent? Why did he not protest? It would seem not to be not in accordance with his view. V'ha'omer Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan said, halachik istam mishnah. Reb Yochanan said, we always paskin like an anonymous mishnah, like a mishnah that said without a name of a tana. U'sinana, we learned in a mishnah, Masechtas Nida, kol hakosher l'dun, kosher l'ho'id. Anybody that is fit to be a dayan is fit to be an eight. V'yesh, but sometimes there is a person, shakosher l'ho'id, he's fit to be an aid, a witness, v'en kosher l'dun, and he's not fit to be a judge. V'yomer Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan said, La'asuya suma. This Mishnah comes to tell us that if a person is lasuma be'achas me'enav, if a person is blind, chas v'sholem, in one eye, he's kosher l'hayit, and still he's posel l'din. Why? That is the view, as we saw, of Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu learned from Nega, that just as by a Nega, a Kohen who is Suma Biachas Me'enov is possible for Negayim, so also a Dayan who is Suma Biachas Me'enov is possible L'Rib. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this Mishnah is going according to the view of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah says Yeshe Kosher L'Hayid and Kosher L'Din Suma Achas Me'enov. So we see there's a Stam Mishnah that says Suma Achas Me'enov is possible L'Din, and Rabbi Yochanan said a halachic Stam Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achita Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found a different Stam Mishnah. What Stam Mishnah did he find? Dinim Mominis our Mishnah. It says Donim Biyomi Gomim Balaylo. And we just said that that's not in accordance with the view of Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, you learn Din from Nega, that even the Gemara Din has to be Biyoyt. So we have two Stam Mishnahs, one in Masechta Sanhedrin and the other in Masechta Nida. The one in Nida goes like Rabbi Meir, and the one in Sanhedrin does not go like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like the Stam Mishnah of Sanhedrin. Ask the Gemara, my Ome, the High Stomer, the High Stomer. Why was, in the view of Rabbi Yochanan, the Stam Mishnah of Sanhedrin stronger than the Stam Mishnah of Nida? Says the Gemara, Iba, you say, if you wish, I will tell you Stomer de Rabbi Modif, because the Stam Mishnah of Masechta Sanhedrin goes according to the Chachamim that disagrees with Rabbi Meir. And the Stam Mishnah of Nida goes according to the Das Yochid of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan opted for the Stam Mishnah that goes according to the majority view. The Iba, you say, man, if you wish, I will tell you Mishim de Kotoni Lagabi Hilchasid Adin. The Stam Mishnah of Sanhedrin was learned when we're talking about the dinim of all the halachas of dinim ominous. And the Stam Mishnah, Masechtas Nida, over there the subject matter is not dinim ominous at all. Over there the subject matter, it's a series of Mishnayis that say, for instance, Kosher Chayev Bereishas Hageiz, Chayev B'matonis. The Yesh Chayev B'matonis, and Chayev Bereishas Hageiz. The Mishnayis bring all those things where Kosher has one din, the Yesh has one din, it doesn't have the other din. So in that series, he brings the din of Kol HaKosher Lo Din, Kosher Lahayit. But our Mishnah is the Iker place of dinim ominous, and therefore we Paskin like the Stam Mishnah, which is Bim Kramer and not Agav Gori Nazba. What does Reb Meir do with the Pasik for Darshu Asom B'choleis? The Shoftu Asom B'choleis? What does he do with this Pasik? Because he dashens, he holds that Din is possible, Lila, even the Gemara Din. And we learned that from the Pasik, Reshaftu Asom B'choleis. What does Reb Meir do with the Pasik? That the Dayonim are allowed to judge a din, even if it's a cloudy day, because I would have thought I compare din to nega, and a nega should not be seen in a cloudy day. This none we learned in the Mishnah, one should not, a kohen should not view a nega early in the morning, ubein ha'bayim, late in the afternoon, v'loy b'teich ha'bayis, not when he's in the house, v'loy b'yoyim ha'ma'unin, and not on a cloudy day, b'vnei shekeo nira azor, because something that is dim looks bright, because since it's dark out, anything looks bright. And we know if the Tehine Keo HaNega is a Simen Tahara. So something that might be Keo, that might be dimmed, a Nega that might be dimmed, will look bright, and the Kohen is going to be Metame, it's Shalei Kedin. V'loi B'tzarayim, he's not allowed to view the Nega right smack in the middle of the day, B'pnei Sha'aza Niras Keo, because the sun is so bright that even a Nega that is really Aza, it's very strong, sharp, white, Niras Keo, it looks dim, and the Kohen is going to be Metame, Shalei Kedin. So that's by Nega. But by Riv, he can pask in the Riv, the Yom HaMe'unam, and this Pasik, V'shaftu Asam B'chol Eis, excludes Yom HaMe'unam from the Hekesh of Riv Tanoga. Ask the Gemara, the Reb Meir, Hai B'Yom HaMchilu Esbonov, my Yovedei, what does Reb Meir do with the Pasik, the Yom HaMchilu Esbonov? We said Reb Meir learns out that Din has to be by Yom. He learns it because he's Makesh Rif Tanega. So why does he? What does he do with the Pasik by Yom Hanchila Esbonav that we learn from that Pasik that Chilas Din is by Yom? Says the Gemara, Ahumi Boy Lechutane Rav Bachanina Kameder Rav Nachman. He needs it for that which Rav Chanina learned before Rav Nachman. He learned Vahoyu by Yom Hanchilu Esbonav. He said by Yom Atamapel Nachlis. In the daytime, it is a din of Nachlis. V'yatamapel Nachlis, and you don't allow Nachlis Yerushas to fall. That's the words he said, which are not to be understood. Omale in the Bach in search Abaya, Ella Mayatum on the Shochet Bimon, Yatin Lebeneum on the Shochet Beleven, Yatin Lebene, someone who dies in the daytime, his children yashin him, and if he dies in the nighttime, he asks her talically, the children don't yashin, that can't be. What are you telling me, Bibiyoimatamapal Nachlis Fiatamapalus Beleila? Dilma Din Nachlis Kaamrit, maybe you mean to tell us Din Nachlis, and here that's first, give a little introduction, and that is, we're learning over here a few dinim now. One din we're going to learn is that Nachla, did we know we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Balakamad of Kuchavav, Hamachalik and Chosef al Piv, Riva Leechad Amiyat Leechad Devar of Kayonim. A person can, as it were, make his own Nachla. He can divide his Nachla the way he wants. Places over here says, if you do it and you want it to help in a Torah, you have to do it with a Kenyan. But in any case, so the Torah is telling me over here, one din, that if a person gives away his Yerusha, he says who he wants it to be given to, it has a Shem Din. It has a Din, and if he said in front of people, they have a Din. If they are listening, they have a Din of Dayanim, it's like a Maisa Bezdin. And therefore, it has all the Dinim of a Maisa Bezdin. One din of a Maisa Bezdin is, if a Bezdin hears something, if they hear it at a time where they're roi the din, where they can be done, they don't need any edim. Because they, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah loy tehei shmiya gedayla miriya. If they hear from edim, they can be done al pi. According to what they heard from the edim, if they heard it themselves, they can certainly be a Bezdin. But that's only if they heard it at a time when they're roi the din, where they can paskin. But if they heard it at night when they can't be a Bezdin, then they would have to hear it later on from Adis, or they would be the Adim and say it in front of a different person. Now, all this we learn from this pasuk. The Gemara explains, Dilma Din Nachlis Kaamrit, maybe you're telling me Din Nachlis, that if a person gives away his Nachla, it has a shame, it is called a Din, and therefore it has to be by Yoim. What is that all about? The Sani of Ahoisrael b'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. At the end of the Pasha of Yerusha, it says, Ahoisrael b'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. Oira kala Pasha kula, the Pasha ends with the words, Ahoisrael b'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat, to teach us, Liyah is din. That even if a person gives away his Nachla, that has a Shem din. It has a din of a din Taya, and those that listen to what he says in here, they had a din of a Dayonim. Why? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Omer Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shloisha Shem Nichnasu Levav. If three people came in to visit an ill person, and he said to whom to give his Yerusha, Ratzu Kaisvet, if they wish, they can write what he said, that he was Machayev himself to give, and a Bezdin is going to paskin according to the Das HaMeschayev that they wrote on this paper, that he was Meschayev himself. Ratzu Oisin Din. If they wish, they can become the Dayanim for that which he said. Although you need a Bezdin, but they are the Bezdin. They don't have to hear from different Edim. They heard it themselves. Loi Tehei Shemiya Gedoyle Meiriya. Shnayim, but if only two heard what the person said, Kaisvin Veneusin Din, they must write it down, and then a different Bezdin will paskin up here what they wrote down. But they can't make Din because they're only two and they're not roi to be Dayanim. And even if they bring a third Dayan, then it's too late because they became Edim already when they heard it. The Omer Rav Chizda Leishanu Ela Bayoim, when do we say Shloisha? Oisin Din, that's only if they heard it Bayoim. Avo Balaila, but if they heard it Balaila, and Balaila they can't be Dayanim, so all they can be is Edim, and once they are Edim, we have a very important rule. Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Avo Balaila Kaisin Veneisin Adin. Mishim de Hevenu Edim, they became Edim the minute they heard it. They became Edim. And the Ein Eid Nasa Dayin, someone who became an Eid, that Eid cannot be transformed into a Dayin. Malay said, Rabba Bachanina to Abaya Ein Hochanami Koramina. That is exactly what I meant in the Pasik Vahoye Biyoim Anchilas, one of Biyoim Atamapal Nachlis, that woman divides his Nachla, it requires a Bezdin, and that Bezdin must be able to paskin at the moment that they hear the division of Lachla. Otherwise, we get into a problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. So according to the Chiddush Iran, that is the Chiddush of our Pasik, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. The next shiur, Yetz Hashem, will begin with the birds, Dinei Nefoshes.